You're listening to OFM, the sound of your life. I'm Cyril Fulune with you. This is At Lunch, brought to you by VKB. And today we will be speaking to the National Technology Officer, Microsoft South Africa, Sif Valley. Tell me, Sif, what is the CUT Microsoft AI University Program?
Microsoft AI University Program was formulated about a year and a bit ago to address the dire need for artificial intelligence skills in South Africa. So today, when you look at the demand for artificial intelligence across the different industries, it became very evident that as a technology provider, we needed to see how we could support the development of skills in the country. So Microsoft developed the program called Microsoft AI University Program. We then obviously had the opportunity of engaging with the Central University of Technology as part of our engagements with many institutions of learning across the country. CUT took interest in the program and obviously wanted to take on board the program for its region in order to train up the demand that it had for students in the region.
So that's leading me to the second question. You know, why CUT and the Free State Provincial Government as a partner for this exciting initiative?
Well, I think at that point in time, the Free State Provincial Government had really focused quite heavily on the whole 4R transformation. And Microsoft had an opportunity in around November of 2019 to present at its 4R summit. And it was very clear that the government saw this as one of the transformative technologies that will help the province transform and become more 4R ready. CUT was a strategic partner to the provincial government and is a strategic partner to the provincial government, as I understood it at the time, in terms of the transformation. And Professor Ngowi, who we were engaging with at CUT, was a big part of the transformation process. So it kind of made sense that, you know, this came together and culminated in the formal institution being able to offer the kind of transformational skills that was needed to enable the 4R mission of the province.
I think something, if we look at AI, that I think troubles a lot of people, and this is, you know, is AI going to take people's jobs? And if not, how do we ensure that?
No, it's definitely not going to take people's jobs. AI is really one of those transformative technologies in the sense that it creates a different, it's a different area that it's going to focus on, so it's going to be able to do things that we as people don't generally do today. You know, there's algorithms that's going to help solve certain new problems that are probably not there yet. And AI is one of those jobs that are not currently today or wasn't sort of perceived a couple of years ago as a job. So it's a new job. It's a new job space that has been created here. However, people will have to transform as we have over the many several years or several generations of transformation that people go through. So, you know, based on the data points that we've seen from many studies, AI will actually create more jobs in the long term, but people are having to transform to adapt also to be able to take advantage of these new jobs that are being created.
If we look at the Free State, how does this initiative assist future jobs?
I think so in many different ways. You know, Free State being typically known for its agriculture, you know, there is a lot of innovation taking place today with the use of technologies like AI in the agricultural space, as an example. But AI is one of those technologies that's pervasive across every industry. So it's really going to help find new ways, develop new techniques and new capabilities to be able to do things differently. So I think the power of artificial intelligence is going to be able to create that and create new jobs in the Free State like it's going to create in any other state or province across the country. But as I said, the Free State are really taking this to heart in terms of embracing the 4R strategy, and skills is one of the ways he's choosing to do it with CUT in this case.
Speaking to us, Sif Valley, National Technology Officer, Microsoft South Africa, about CUT Microsoft AI University Program, and talking about AI. So tell me, Sif, what is the strategic outlook of this partnership and the program in the context of South Africa and the participation globally?
That's a great question. You know, if we look at a partnership with CUT or other institutions, we're really, you know, in the throes from a 4R perspective, showing great opportunity in terms of transferring some of the technology skills and the technologies that we have into the university. So we are working quite actively in continuing to build out programs that Microsoft has within organizations like CUT, which is really going to position South Africa well from a global perspective. You know, technology today and the world we live in is very much global. So the skills that we are creating here are skills that are being able to be used everywhere. So it does put South Africa on the map in terms of its availability of skills in terms of the global marketplace. So the skills that we're creating today are not necessarily only for the South African market, but basically allows South Africa to participate globally. We see a lot of startups from South Africa play in the global marketplace. So, you know, those skills are all being born right here in South Africa. So it's a great opportunity for us to elevate the capability of South Africa into this global marketplace.
So what is Microsoft's vision for AI specifically and also for South Africa?
Microsoft's vision for AI is the ability for us to be able to democratize AI and make it available to everyone. You know, these technologies in the years gone by have been accessible only to a few. Microsoft's vision is to make it accessible to many more people and many more organizations out there. So democratizing of AI is one of the main benefits that we bring to the technology or to the space. From a South Africa perspective, I think so skills is probably the most important thing that we need to start with today. So the building of skills and the capabilities that we need is the focus that my role specifically is playing in this space, to ensure that capabilities is foremost and center at everything that we do, so that we can create downstream more capability for the country.
Then lastly, Asif, we've all seen Terminator. All right, so, you know, is AI safe? Is machine learning not a threat to mankind, like we've seen in the movies?
Interesting that you say that, because, you know, I find that what you see in the movies, you know, is another sense of reality. But to the point, I think so, you know, there's many ways of perceiving robots in action and so on. So I do take to heart the comment. Indeed, one that we all look at, reflect on. But you know, the future of AI is really we're only starting to see the capabilities that AI can bring, and things like machine learning. But no, it's indeed not a threat to mankind. I think, so if anything, there's a lot of work being done around something called responsible AI, so to make sure that there is the right policies and regulations put in place to ensure safe use of technologies like this. But I think so in the long term, we look at it as a positive. We look at it as something that's going to help humanity. You know, in the case of agriculture, which is something I mentioned earlier, if you think about the limited resources we have today, whether it's financial, whether it's human in nature, or just basic, how does one optimize costs? So AI is one of those ways that we're going to help being able to do that, to address, bring down the costs of farming, make smarter farming, use the resources more effectively, economically, through the use of AI. It's one of the ways that we'll start to see the positive impacts of this type of technology on humanity. So Terminator, maybe not the greatest example of how AI is being used. But thanks so much.
All right, that's good to know. Listen, thank you so much, Asif, for taking time to chat with us. Of course, from Microsoft South Africa, National Technology Officer. Really do appreciate your time for and also for sharing.
Thank you for your time, Cyril, and for your audience. Thanks so much.